Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 21st. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today, it's Liana. How you doing, Liana?
I'm good, although I can't believe you're making me do a live feed update the day after Rockstar's daughter's birthday. How dare you? Disgusting. But I will be here and cover everything that happened on the live feeds yesterday.
Yeah, it's truly, truly disgusting what Rockstar has been through. This day on the live feeds, we're going to be covering the Big Brother 20 live feeds. Lots of Rockstar complaining about Brett. That was really... I try to write down the most important things, and even then, I feel like half of my notes is just Rockstar complaining about Brett.
Yeah, at a certain point, though, when is it no longer important, right? Like, what's the cutoff of, like, okay, you've complained for about 5 to 6 hours. I think the other 3 to 4 I can leave off my notes.
Yeah, you'd think. So we are here to update you on what happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday, and let's get into this. We start the day with Rockstar complaining about Brett.
Shocker!
Yeah.
What?
She's talking to Sam early in the morning, complaining about Brett, and just to give you a general sense of the complaints, he's like a rich white guy. He's a douche. He's a bully. Rockstar is a working class mom and, so on and so forth. That's the general gist of it.
Yeah. Brett's like, let's see, what did I write down? Team white privilege, team my dad's a lawyer. Those sorts of things have been peppered in about Brett. Yeah. She's really going in on her final two partner, which seems very rude. But she is not a fan of Brett. Surprise to no one.
Yes. Sam is going to, comfort her and Rockstar's going to not really apologize for the night before where she was banging the pots and pans, but kind of further explain that, no, it's because he's an asshole, and don't nominate me because of it. And Sam says, I'm not telling you who I'm nominating, but I will tell you it's not going to be you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that's nice, I guess. I mean, it went from, Sam saying obviously she can't say who she's going to nominate, but she can't say who she's not going to nominate. And so maybe this is her way around it. I don't know. I think it was interesting because it was are you trying to comfort Rockstar? I mean, she kind of is, even though she does say Sam was said something along the lines of, well, only you can control yourself. You can't control how other people treat you, but you can control how you behave. And then walked it back saying, oh, but, what you did was okay. I'm not lambasting you for what you did, even though, Sam being high and mighty and judgy is sort of will end up becoming a theme of the day. And so maybe this was just the first inklings of her pushing her agenda.
Yes. So she will end up making her nominations. And as we suspected, she nominated Caitlin and Haley. We did not expect the speech that she apparently gave and the reasonings that that she explained. I mentioned that Caitlin had done something to annoy Sam. One of the things was she apparently had insulted her by saying get her done or something along those lines. But Caitlin denies having said that. But then another thing is apparently that she just finds it to be not very empowering that Caitlin is all over the guys. She feels like it's disrespectful to men and her boyfriend and the genders in general. And Haley's up on the block next to her because she does the same thing, apparently, that she is also all over the guys. And this was in her speech when she nominated them, and they're both going to be pretty upset about it.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of the best way to really unpack all of this information. So, oh, Lord. All right. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and start with the nominations. So Sam puts up Haley and Caitlin. Okay. You know, like, I guess I can see where she's coming from. It's people who are not her allies. Caitlin is insane. Okay, sure. Like, and then Haley maybe is the innocent bystander that goes up there on the block. Okay, sure. And, you know, Sam, ultimately, she knows that nobody is going to go home this week. So, you know, you put them up. You say, Caitlin, you know what? I think that you are acting very erratically. I don't know how to trust you. And Haley, I'm sorry, you're an innocent bystander. Like, end of story. I think that is the best game move. I totally get it. But instead, Sam decides to put in a reason, which is what we learned. Obviously, we didn't see the speech. We saw retells afterwards that essentially was like, what you're doing is the opposite of female empowerment, and personally insulted Caitlin and Haley. And so that's what you were saying. Like, they were personally offended because what Sam did is essentially attack on their person. Like, it was the complete opposite of game. It was like, these are the reasons why I'm putting you up on the block. Oh, and they're all personal. Like, none of this has to do with gameplay, which is the exact opposite way you want to go about it, because you know that these people are going to be coming back inside the house. So from a gameplay perspective, not even getting into the judginess of it all, like, from a game perspective, I was like, Sam, what on earth are you doing? You literally had the easiest week ahead of you. You know this is going to be a gimme week. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm team good feed, so I'm here for it. But at the same time, like, I'm sorry, like, Taryn, maybe you can explain this to me, because from a game perspective, what?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. Adding on top of the layer that these people are staying in the house regardless, that, like, you'd think that Sam would try to be as nice as possible, as like, look, this is what I have to do. I have no other choice. I am HOH. But instead, like, she takes the opportunity to, like, personally insult them. It makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. This is Sam. She's not even playing a game. She's literally just playing, like, I am your God and I am judging you from on high. You are not allowed in my HOH room. So that's Sam's game. And, I think it, you know, my theory was, we talked a little bit about it, maybe last week. Sam has talked a lot about how she really loves Scotty. Scotty's one of her favorite people in the house. And at one point she even mentioned that she feels like Scotty might have a crush on her. However, she's not talking about that anymore. Now she's talking about how Haley is leading Scotty on, and that Haley could end up scarring Scotty for life because of how flirty she is. And I think it's telling that she used to be talking about Scotty having a crush on her, and now she's talking about Scotty being led on by Haley, and that being an unkind and unfortunate thing. I think that she's definitely got a little bit of like maybe jealousy, maybe there's a little bit of wanting to, I guess, quote unquote, protect Scotty. But I think that's the main reason, the main thing that she's talking about when she's referring to Haley at the very least.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Sorry. I'm still like, I'm listening. I promise. I'm just a little heated about this situation. So we talked about sort of the game perspective, and then to address, like, okay, why are these the things that she's saying, right? Like, why is it that she's talking about Caitlin this way? Why is it that she's talking about Haley this way? So she has told essentially both of them through either, I mean, what I assume is in the speech, and then other with conversations afterwards, that essentially she feels like Caitlin and Haley she has this conversation with Rachel, mm-hmm. and essentially she's saying things, and I don't mean to jump around, but like, this was insane.
No, yeah.
So essentially it's saying that, Sam thinks that Haley and Caitlin are throwing themselves, you know, all over the boys, and that it's the opposite of female empowerment, because they're wearing they wear clothes that don't fit them. They look like they just got up out of bed. They're messy. Which is like, I'm sorry, wait, okay, how is this the opposite of female empowerment? Which I don't quite understand. So she's essentially judging them for all of these behaviors, and that's the reason why they're going up on the block. And then to go back to what you were saying about Scotty, specifically with Haley, it's saying, you know, Sam is like, well, Haley is sleeping in the same bed as Scotty. It could scar him for life. Like, he's going to be damaged in some way because it's all fake. Like, he's not going to be able to handle himself. Essentially, slut shaming the ladies for their behavior while not holding the men accountable. And it goes back to both saying the things about Scotty where it's like, oh, he can't handle it because he's a nerd and like has never kissed a girl. Like, that is somehow an excuse for him not being able to handle emotions and handle the way that the women are acting. And then also she said something about Tyler where it's like, well, he just can't help himself because he's a man or something along those lines. I was like, okay, what? I also don't want to conflate the fact that like Caitlin is a crazy person and does shitty stuff. That's the difference. I mean, but like that's its own thing, right? I mean, the difference between Sam sort of calling out, like shitty behavior versus like calling somebody for female empowerment. I'm sorry. It's just like it's all very confusing because like I don't want to, you know, dismiss the like crazy things that Caitlin has done. So it's easier for me to talk about this maybe in the context of Haley, where it's like Haley is just. She's just trying to figure things out. And she's, you know, yeah, okay, she's going to flirt with people to use that as a strategy. Well, the men are flirting back. And then Sam is not going to address like Fessy's crazy behavior towards her. It's just all very confusing. And I don't really understand where Sam is coming from, apart from the fact that she is just either somehow jealous, like you talked about, or is just using this as an opportunity to literally like be on high and be judgy about these women.
Yeah, Sam is a crazy person. They're all crazy people. But she's definitely like, there's something off about Sam and this reasoning. I do want to make it absolutely clear, in case anybody doesn't already realize, Haley has done absolutely nothing wrong. She has done not even what Sam is saying. Like Haley is flirty, yes, but like not even overly flirty. Like, she does not lead anybody on. You might say that about Fessy, but like she likes Fessy too. And like, what are you gonna like? Fessy's a weirdo. Haley, there's nothing wrong with what Haley's done. And honestly, there's not even much wrong with what Caitlin's done. Sure, she has a boyfriend, but like, look, it's her life. She can do with it what she wants. It's not like it's not your job to sit and judge somebody and like tell them to their face that they're disrespecting men and women and whatever. I just find the whole thing distasteful, and I'm really out on Sam between how she's not even playing the game and how she's using it to like I guess perpetuate her strange views about women and men, and how she was talking about the men, and she was like, Scotty, like poor Scotty doesn't know anything, and Fessy, we all know about Fessy, he's just a sweetheart. Like, no, he's a weirdo. Somebody was like, oh, but yeah, Tyler, he's got all the women though. And she's like, yeah, but he's a guy, so he can't help himself. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why are we back in the 1950s? Like what has happened with you? I guess like the robot had some kind of time travel device inside of it. I don't know. Rob says she's just a femme fatale. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was really funny. It got progressively worse over the course of the evening as she continued to explain her reasons for putting Haley and Caitlin up. It was definitely like she was plucked sort of straight from a 1950s PSA. You know, one of the ones that's like, remember, ladies, don't wear your skirts too short because men, well, they just can't help themselves, or like something like that. That's like sort of what I expected with all this whole situation. I mean, it was so interesting, and it was so funny also because it felt like not only is it a double standard with gender roles where you're essentially saying that like, oh, the men are completely excused because they are men, I guess, and they just can't help themselves, and so the women are what are being held accountable. And then she, you know, she's having a conversation with Rachel, who's wearing a sports bra at the time, and essentially is telling Rachel, I just don't like that these women, you know, don't wear clothes half the time, or, you know, clothes that like half or cover half their bodies. You know, like Brett's also walking around shirtless, so I don't understand where he sort of comes into play with all of this. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, and she's like, well, but it's fine with you because your clothes at least fit you. Like, Haley's going around wearing like these huge sweatshirts, and it's like, she's barely showing any skin for like most of the, like, I don't understand her logic at all. It makes no sense. I think that she got this idea about Haley because she did have conversations with Scotty last week. And we know what Scotty had been saying about Haley in terms of like, Scotty had been saying things like, I think she's playing me. I see how flirty she is with me. We know Scotty had that idea because we know Scotty has a crush on Haley. And we know that he was, you know, skeptical about any girl that would give him attention. I'm pretty sure this is where Sam got the idea about Haley, but her justification for it afterward is absolutely absurd. And it's very, very clear that she's pulling it out of nowhere, that she's literally just like looking at the person and being like, OK, well, she's wearing a sweatshirt. That's bad because sweatshirts, it hangs off of you, whatever. Oh, look, her hair is braided. Well, that's bad because braided hair means that that you're loose with your values. Like, she's just like coming up with random gibberish and it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's really weird. And it's interesting because, you know, you'd think, oh, OK, let's say I'm in that situation. I'm thinking, OK, I have to nominate people and I have to come up with reasons. You know, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I would just pull reasons out of thin air. But Sam seems very committed to these reasons that she's yes. chosen. And it's just it's so bizarre to sort of watch this unfold. And there was something else when she had a conversation with Haley at one point in the night where essentially she was telling Haley, I want to see, essentially it was, she was implying that she doesn't want to see her play the game or something like that. I want to see more from you, and not just in the game sense, but I want to see you as a person or something like that. It was essentially insinuating the fact that she didn't want her to play the game. It was just very interesting.
Yeah. Rob again got a great one in the chat. Caitlin, or Haley, just, she leaves too much to the imagination. He says too much. these poor guys who are having to imagine all of the stuff that's under that big sweatshirt. It's how disgraceful.
The opposite of female empowerment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're women now. We're allowed to wear sexy outfits. How dare you cover yourself in a hoodie?
Yeah, and like, you know, there have been plenty of problematic things that have gone on in this house, but like, just like, to shame somebody to their face, knowing this is going to be on TV, like, this is really obnoxious. And Haley is like legitimately and rightfully upset about it, like talking about like my grandpa is going to be watching this, and like, now there's somebody like who's like, my grandpa has to watch somebody shame me for being like, I guess, like flirty with men, like essentially slut shaming me on television. Like, mm-hmm. That's not what I came to Big Brother for. Like, that this should be no part of the game of Big Brother. This is not an opportunity for you to cast judgments on people and use that as game justification.
Mm, yeah, exactly. And then also you have to think about Caitlin, you know, she's in the same situation. She has Grandpa Lou the bird who's going to be watching, you know, I don't know what's going to happen there. If birds can watch TV, probably. You have her when she continues. She has mentioned the fact that she has a boyfriend so many times over these past couple days, especially yesterday. So it's like, well, not really. But anyway, that's a whole different ballgame. You know, these are men who are going to be hearing that apparently these ladies disrespect men and our slut shame. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, though, to see how it's edited on TV. Like, that's what I'm curious to see.
Yeah. And I mean, luckily for Caitlin, she doesn't have to worry. She did mention that, like, her family back home, her boyfriend knows that this is just how she is. And he's back home, very supportive, understanding of how affectionate she is. So
that's Kate.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, which is so funny. And this is what was really difficult. So this comes out in a conversation between Caitlin and Sam. And this is when I was riled up about Sam. So I was like, you go, Caitlin. Like, the one time I'm going to be rooting for Caitlin to do something. And at the same time, I remember that, you know, Caitlin obviously has treated her boyfriend in such a way that he has now left her, which is obviously a crappy way to treat somebody. You know, every relationship is different. And if you want to have more of an open relationship, that's fine. But obviously with her and her boyfriend, that's not the way he wanted to be treated. So it is funny to sort of have, you know, Caitlin be the one who's really advocating for this type of behavior of like, just love each other, show your love language. Mine is physical affection, which I'm totally cool with. But then to have her as the poster child, it was maybe not the best situation.
Yeah. So that was Sam's nominations and her justification for them. Caitlin is going to go to Fessy after the nominations and she's going to cry. And she's going to, Fessy, I always thought you'd be the one to save me. She's trying to get Fessy to use the veto on her if he wins, so that she can pick him and that he can be her knight in shining armor. But Fessy will not give a commitment one way or the other, because obviously Fessy would use it on Haley over Caitlin, if he uses it at all, to be fair, because he still is a little skeptical of Haley himself, because she's not giving him enough attention. Now, see, Sam is mad that Haley gives the men too much attention. Fessy is mad because Haley doesn't give him enough attention. She can't. What is a girl to do?
Yeah, it'd be funny if next week Fessy wins, puts her up and be like, not enough slutting. Slut more.
You're too much of a tease.
How dare you? Yeah, this whole situation is a little bit too much for Fessy's brain to handle. Like, because he's like, what do I do? I have these two women who I would take down. And it's never really crossed his mind. Like, maybe you're not going to win veto, or maybe you could throw the veto so you're not in this situation in the first place. But that, of course, doesn't cross his mind. And he has this conversation with Caitlin and then essentially continues to be conflicted about this and confused about the situation the entire night.
Yes. So after she strikes out with Fessy, Caitlin is going to go to Tyler and basically pull the same routine with him. Will you save me? And Tyler is smart enough to go, yeah. Yeah, of course. Meanwhile, in his head, and later he'll say, no intention of winning the veto. Yeah. Zero.
Yeah, this is the difference between Fessy and Tyler. Yeah. Of like two men in a very similar situation. One knows how to play and one is just confused.
Yes. Haley is going to talk to Rockstar about all of this. She's going to say what we talked about, like, you know, she's upset because of what Sam said. She's upset that her family is going to be watching this and all of that. Rockstar, though, for as much as we wanted her to be the Twitter avatar, I feel like she's starting. I guess Twitter gets obsessed with people, too. She's not really the most comforting person in this moment. Rockstar will just go straight to, yeah, but you hugged Brett and that really upset me. Do you have like a secret relationship with Brett? Like, what's going on with Brett? You really did flip, didn't you? And Haley's like, no. No.
Yeah. This is a moment where Haley is trying to seek comfort, to go to her mother figure in the house, or she, you know, has been referred to before, and be like, tell me that, you know, like, am I okay? Is it okay that my feelings, you know, are like, validate my feelings that it's okay that I'm hurt? And then Rockstar, like you said, just completely turns it around. And I love that she's so accusatory. It's like, but you hug Brett. So did you flip? You must be on that side.
It just really upset me that you would even hug him after what, like, when did Rockstar become Caitlin? Apparently they were the same the whole time.
Well, and Sam should go, like, because yes. It's also, how dare you hug him? You're going to lead that man on.
Oh, man. So they end up sort of like reconciling a little bit. Haley's like, it just upset me because you said that I flipped and I didn't. And Rockstar's like, oh, don't worry about it. I believe you. But she doesn't. She doesn't actually. So they kind of like, they have this sort of symbolic reconciliation, but they're not really back together. Rockstar is then going to go to Fessy and Bailey and tell Fessy about her theory about how I think that Haley and Brett are like college sweethearts and they're secretly in a couple, and telling this to Fessy is like, now every time Fessy goes, I'm so confused, I don't know who to trust, you know what's in his head. What's in his head is not who's lying to me in this game. Who can I trust in this game? In his head is Haley really with Brett? Is Haley really with Brett, or is she really going to sleep with me after this season? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Thoughts for Fessy. Yeah, this was really great because I think Rockstar genuinely thought that this could be a possibility. Like, it wasn't just her kind of throwing out, oh, you know, wouldn't it be funny if because then she starts putting together all of the reasons why it's possible. You know, it's like, oh, they're talking about colleges and like, oh, yeah, she's all wearing the Alabama hoodie. You know, it's like, wait, I'm sorry.
Why would
what?
She wear an Alabama hoodie? Because she's from Texas and they hate Alabama.
Right. Okay, sure. I like this twist, though. I could roll with it. Maybe Rockstar is jealous because she has a final two deal. Her best friend, Brett, has been lying to her about Haley. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, really, she's just concerned for Haley because she wants Haley to have better than the micro penis that Brett has, apparently.
For somebody who hates someone so much, I've never heard her talk about his penis. So like somebody talk about their penis so much.
Yeah, man, it's this house. These people are losing their minds, and it's all because of JC and Tyler and Brett, I guess. Sam is going to have a conversation with Rachel that we kind of talked about, where she explains more of her reasoning about the hoodies and all of that stuff. She also says, look, I appreciate, like, you and Angela are like 10 times hotter than Haley and Caitlin, but you guys aren't doing what they're doing. Like, you're not all over the guys. Like, A, that would matter, or B, that was true. Like, I don't understand what the point of what Sam was saying there, nor do I think it's like the case. I'm just very, it's just more of Sam being confusing. And this is where she also says, like, what Haley's doing could scar Scotty for life. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I know that I've suffered. I've been scarred for life as a poor male that has been my brokenhearted. I don't know if I need Sam to step in and nominate people for me.
Just defending you. I don't know. As a femme fatale myself, I'm sure I've ruined many men's lives.
Yeah. My life has been ruined. I mean, I'm scarred for life. Look, you can see the scars all over. I'll sing songs about it too. Like, it'll be great.
You should just start wearing the armbands. As long as you do that, I think we'll be okay. I thought it was also funny because I think this is the first time or maybe she mentioned it once before, but Sam described Caitlin and Haley's behavior as flipping their hair around and howling like a cat or something like that. It's like, what? I thought that was a very interesting way to describe it. And Rachel is in this conversation and it's just trying to, Rachel, I love Rachel. I love Rachel so much. And she's in this conversation just trying to be like, oh, mm-hmm. Like, you know, she's meanwhile wearing, you know, a midriff, like her midriff is exposed. And she's just trying to take in what Sam is saying, because obviously she wants to befriend Sam, doesn't want Sam to turn on her. So she's just recognizing all of these things that Sam is saying and just nodding, agreeing, going along. So kudos to Rachel. But, oh, man.
Yeah, I often think about, like, man, if I ever played Big Brother and I had to deal with people saying these kinds of things that were there have been many controversies in this house so far. And now, like, this stuff, like, and just like having to be in this situation. If I'm Rachel and I'm listening to Sam talk about how, like, look, Taryn, you're just 10 times hotter than all these other people, but you're not all over these women. Like, I'd be like, okay, like, do I, like, this is probably going to be on TV and I'm going to be nodding along to it. Like, please, please let them air me in the diary room saying I think this is bullshit, because otherwise I'm going to be so embarrassed.
I'm really excited. I hope that happens, mainly because I want to see you in a sports bra. I think that would be hilarious. I'm here for it.
Yes. So Rockstar has a conversation with Sam as well. This is a very long conversation where Rockstar is, going to be talking about how Brett is a bully. He's a rich white dude. She knows this guy. This is the guy. He walks into the club. He says, I could buy this place. She knows this guy. No, you don't know this guy. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, I could buy this whole place. And yeah, she's still complaining about Brett. And then, you know, it was really funny because she's having this conversation with Sam. And it was like, you know, Rex was like, I don't understand why Brett has so many friends. And Sam's like, well, he hasn't done anything wrong to us. I don't know what you know, and you're the one who's like banging the pots and pans. Rex is like, he's a meninist. You know, he bros out so hard, blah, blah, blah. More complaining from rock stars. Okay, more of the same. I get it. You don't like Brett.
Yeah, it's just like there's so much projection happening. Like, I don't even know who the person she's talking about is, but like, she's clearly like, there clearly was somebody in her life that she really hated that was the person she's describing. But I'm pretty sure Brett isn't that person, at least from what I've seen. Like, he literally just made up a lie in the game that really benefited him, and like hasn't done a thing to her personally. So I really don't know where this is coming from.
I mean, I think it's, I don't know if this is experiences she's had in the past. And like you said, she's projecting her feelings about someone else onto him. She just feels really hurt. And so things are just sort of snowballing with her hatred of him. I don't quite know the situation. But yeah, it's, she's been making fun of him quite a bit and being saying some really mean things. And obviously Brett has approached this whole situation completely stonewalled from the moment that she started yelling at him. I just want Brett to continue to poke at Rockstar, because I think that would be really funny. He could do a whole list of things, like getting stuck on the rock wall and then pretending that he's stuck up there. I don't know. I think that there could be a number of opportunities for Brett to continue to poke at Rockstar and have her just continue to flip out.
I don't think he's even poking at her, but that's the thing. The fact that he's not making fun of her, I think, pisses her off even more. Yep. Because she's like, that guy doesn't even talk to me. Like, okay.
I'm sorry. You're mad when he does talk about you, but you're also mad that he doesn't talk to you.
Yeah. So they have this conversation. Sam is like, well, if he is lying, then that is kind of mean. But Sam is not really having this conversation. She is still kind of thinking that Rockstar will be the replacement if the veto is used. She does have some other ideas as well, like maybe the veto winner should pick the nominee. But there's no way that's Tyler and JC are gonna let that happen.
That was really funny, because as soon as she says it, she's just, you know, whatever, I'm just gonna tell the, you know, veto winner, I don't care, you have your one-on-one conversations, don't do it in my HOH room, but go have your one-on-one conversations, and maybe I'll just let the veto winner, you know, pick the replacement nom. And Tyra's like, nope, like immediately shuts it down. Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah. So, yeah,
he's at least trying to somewhat protect and cull the behavior of Sam this week, somewhat.
Yes. Bailey, meanwhile, is very happy about the nominations. She would love to just see Caitlin leave. She actually does comfort Haley, saying that she doesn't deserve this. Just wanted to give a Bailey update. She wasn't too involved in the drama, but she's still doing her things.
Mm-hmm. She's around. She's chilling. The one person in that alliance with some sense. Good for her.
Yes.
Which actually then makes sense that she wouldn't be involved in all of the craziness that happened today.
Angela and Rachel had a conversation, which I found pretty funny, where Angela says to Rachel, I think Rockstar really did say that. I think she really did. And Rachel's like, no, because that it was a lie. He was making it up. And she's like, no, I really think that it happened. Why else would she be so upset? And Rachel's like, right, but the whole thing was made to cover, because we had our six votes, you know. And Angela's, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah, this was really funny. And then this conversation, a similar conversation happened later too with Angela, Rachel, and Casey this time, where Casey was also saying the same thing. It was like, well, that, you know, do you believe that Rockstar came and had that conversation with Brett? And Casey was like, well, that's what he said. Like, yeah, I mean, sure. Like, they're just starting to believe this, which is very interesting. And Rachel, meanwhile, is sort of freaking out. Like, what? What are you guys talking about? Like, no, this definitely didn't happen. We know. We're on the side with the information. We're on the side where we know where the votes fell. So that was just, it was hilarious. And it was also nice to see Rachel in these conversations start to talk more game. And, you know, she talks about how Brett is really, he's a threat. They need him now, but, mm-hmm. you know, they need to watch out for him. And then watching the difference between Angela and Rachel in this conversation was also really funny, because Angela said something along the lines of, oh, well, hopefully he'll take us all the way to the end with him or something like that.
Yeah.
And Rachel's talking about turning on him. A difference in the two players.
Yeah, like Rachel is clearly saying, like, we need to keep an eye on Brett. He's very good. We need him for now. But and then Angela's like, yeah, exactly. He's so good. He's going to take us to the end. Yeah. Rachel also wants to make sure that they target men next week. She would love to get a guy out this week, but unfortunately, it looks like it's probably not going to happen. She really wants to target Scotty. She feels like Scotty would be a great target for her because it would get a guy out and it would get somebody who nobody cares about out. Nobody's going to be mad if she gets Scotty out. And I really like this coming from Rachel. I feel like this is a great strategy for her. Granted, the Maneaters are dead and gone, but she, you know, she still has that kind of leverage if she ever wanted to go back to any women and do any of that, and it could be something that keeps her safe. Yes, that happens there. They would love to get Rockstar. They're going to have a conversation with some other level six people later. They would love to get Rockstar up, on the block, if they can. They obviously don't know that the power is automatically going to be used. So they're thinking about, like, how can we, you know, shift this into our favor? But, ultimately, like I said, a lot of the strategy talk this week wasn't really going to matter. So luckily we have so much personal drama to talk about.
So you'll have to reset me. I think it's just Tyler and Casey that know about the fact that the power is going to get, and Sam, obviously, that know that the power is going to get used this week. Is that correct?
Yes. And Angela knows that the power didn't expire last week, but I don't know if she even remembers. And I don't think she knows that it automatically gets used.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's if Angela said more than 10 words, then I would be concerned, but or yeah. Think about this as a serious part of the game. But no.
So then Haley has a conversation with Sam where she's going to ask her, like, what was that? Like, what was that about? Like, what is your problem with me? And Sam, I don't even know what Sam just, like, gives her a bunch of gibberish, like. Just, I have a problem with the way that you talk to the guys and, you know, Scotty, and Haley's like, no, but I mean, Scotty's my friend. Like, I have perfectly, like, fine platonic relationships with the guys in this house. And Sam's like, yeah, you do. I completely agree. It's just that, you know, I feel a way. And, you know, she also said something about, like, Haley not contributing. She's like, I know, I've seen you do, like, dishes and make food and stuff. And Haley's like, yeah. So why'd you say that? And she was like, cause, and then just words that don't mean anything. It was a completely gibberish conversation on Sam's end. Haley ends up leaving this conversation feeling like, what did she even say? It sounds like she doesn't have a problem with me. Is she making this up? Is, like, there, I think Bailey and Fessy were in the room maybe at the time. And they were like, maybe she doesn't actually have maybe she just nominated you next to Caitlin because she feels this way about Caitlin and she just needed something to say about you. Because it just was so ridiculous. It's so much gibberish that Sam was just, like, spewing out.
Yeah. I see that. It was sort of like she got alphabet soup in her HOH basket and then just decided to read the soup out to Haley. But the way that Sam has talked about this to other people, like Rockstar and Rachel, makes me believe that Sam believes what she's saying. So I
she just can't articulate.
I guess she can't articulate it.
To Haley, at least.
Well, I think that, and I think also when Haley pushes back on, well, but these are the things that I am doing, and this, you know, this is my relationship with Scotty, and that sort of counteracts the points that Sam's making. Sam doesn't really know how to deal with that because she can't really see the hypocrisy in what she's doing. So you know, Haley's like, well, but you know, I do this. Sam's like, yes, and that's totally fine. And I used to, you know, you're allowed to go out and do these things and be this type of woman. And yet still, those are the reasons why she's putting her up on the block. So it was a little confusing, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, exactly. Like at one point, Sam says, I just think you're better than that, Haley. And Haley's like, better than what? Mm-hmm. And Sam is just like, you know, I don't know
that.
Yeah. it's everything that we talked about. Like she has these ideas, but they're total nonsense. And so the second she gets any pushback, she just doesn't know how to articulate, like, I feel this way, but I can't argue any logical points. Like, okay, I gotcha. Like, this is nonsense. Caitlin is also going to have a conversation with Sam. And this time we got gibberish on both sides. Where Sam is, you know, complaining to, or Caitlin's complaining to Sam about, I am the physical embodiment of female empowerment. I am the perfect representative of female empowerment. Did you see what I did to Swaggy? I stand up for myself. I am all that is female power. You can't say otherwise. And Sam is like, sure.
It's a little girl with a big D. She's gonna go out there, stand up for, you know, women breaking down barriers, which that's what I had to Google female empowerment because I was like, maybe I don't remember what it actually means. It's one of those phrases that gets tossed around so much, the definition gets muddled as it goes along. I was like, no, it's about breaking down like traditional roles and providing opportunities for women where there haven't been before. So no, okay, Sam is wrong with the definition. But yeah, from both Caitlin and Sam, it was interesting. It was sort of like there was a story a while ago where there were two robot AIs that were talking to each other and like made up their own language to communicate with one another. That's sort of what I felt like I was watching. It yes. was like two people having this conversation, or I was not super privy to what was happening, but I was watching it anyway.
Yeah,
they understood each other, I think.
Yeah, well, because Caitlin comes out of this conversation like, you know what? It's fine. We're sisters. And this was all for the greater good. I forgot to mention earlier that Caitlin was like, you know what? It's fine. If I go home, that's just because there's somebody out there that needs me. And they're calling to me. And I see you people on Twitter saying that person is me. Get out of here. I don't want that.
Can you preemptively file a restraining order? Is that allowed?
We'll see.
I don't know. Well, thankfully, you know, Caitlin only seems to get hits about things that people have already told her. So as long as no one tells her,
yeah,
I think you'll be okay.
Twitter people never drag me into drama on Twitter by adding people and me at the same time. That's definitely not going to happen. There's definitely not going to be a bunch of really annoying people that go, hey, Caitlin, I heard Taryn loves you. yep, definitely not going to happen because people are just too good and kind.
You just have to manifest it, Taryn. Yeah. That's what this is all about. Just manifest the protective barrier between you and crazy Caitlin.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they have this weird conversation, and Caitlin does what she does, where she, you know, it's fine. It's this is for the greater good, and if I stay, it's because that's the greater good, and if I leave, it's because that's the greater good, and you know, well, whatever. Then Sam does talk to Tyler. She finally tells Tyler like something that makes some bit of sense game wise. She says, "I nominated the two weakest people, so hopefully they don't win the thing to get back in." Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, like finally. I don't know how this stumbled into her brain and whether or not it was there the whole time, or this is something that just sort of like, oh, Tyler's in the room. Like, I have to think of something strategy oriented in order to sell this. But yeah, that was nice. It was like, oh, well, that's what you should have said. I don't know.
Yeah. Look, all she needed to do was say, hey, Caitlin, you're a big threat in this game. Haley, you are you're a pair with Caitlin. And so I'm putting you guys up on the block. And then when the thing happens and they, the evicted person gets saved, she just goes, look, guys, I'm sorry. I just needed to nominate somebody. I knew that the power was going to save them. So I decided to put up you guys because you were the most obvious pair in the house. But no, that's...
No, of course we can't take the easy road. That's okay. You had talked about this could be a boring week. So don't think you're welcome. I manifested this personal drama in the house. So at least things are going to be kept interesting for the next few days.
Yes.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting.
All right. Anything else we should talk about?
Let's see. No, I don't think so. Oh, I do want to talk about the fact, I think it's interesting that where Scotty is in this whole mess. So obviously he's part of the whole Haley thing that's happening, but he's not really a main part of that. His just name is being mentioned because Scotty has been able to fall into the background by no work really of his own, mm-hmm. which is hilarious. That he was like, okay, well, maybe this HOH week really isn't great. Scotty's not building up a lot of capital with anyone on either side because he's still sort of in the middle of this whole situation. And then because of all of this drama, because of Brett, then Rockstar and Tyler and that whole situation, and then now with all of this personal drama, Scotty's just been able to happily be in the background. So I think that it's going to be interesting watching his position in the game moving forward.
And he recognizes that too. He's like, man, I got a lucky break here. Like things are working out for me. I'm fading back. Unfortunately for him, Rachel is really gunning for him. She's also really gunning for the HOH, and she's also very good at these competitions. So the one person he needs to look out for is one of the, I think, more likely people to win next week. So he needs to be careful of that. But yeah, I mean, in terms of everyone else, basically, you know, even people like Brett, who obviously was annoyed that Scotty nominated him, tried to get him evicted. Brett's coming for people like Rockstar first, because, you know, what do you got to do? So
just be crazy.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Oh, my God. Yes.
This is a mess.
Oh, man. It's this update was mainly focused on Rockstar, Sam, and Caitlin. Like, three of the more eccentric characters in the house. So that's what the house has been. And thank God they're in there because, like I said, strategically this week is a bit of a bust, knowing that things are just gonna, you know, be reset anyway. So luckily we've got some crazy people doing crazy things.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there was some talk of what the competition is going to be to get back. And maybe if it's a boring person, like, oh, maybe it'll be a little harder. We're okay with losing them. But if it is Caitlin that goes, what is the easiest? I was trying to think of what is the easiest competition, because if I was a Big Brother producer, I want Caitlin in that house. This really is the summer of Caitlin 2018, and she needs to stay for the sake of the season.
It's going to be one of those things that they have like chimpanzees do, where they have to put the shape into the hole with the same shape. They're going to be like, Caitlin, you just need to put the pieces in the shapes, in the correct shapes. And she'll be like, okay. And she'll get it wrong. They'll be like, oh, no. It's over there. Oh, left. And then, yeah. And then, I did it. I'm coming back.
Congratulations. You get like three lifelines offered in the middle if she's struggling.
Yeah.
Let's go to friends. Have one of the audience members come help you.
If you want to, you are able to call Tyler in to come help you. And then Tyler will be like, oh, yeah, that star goes in the circle one. I'm pretty sure it's trying to trick you. I'm so sorry. I did my best.
Oh, my gosh. That confessional from Tyler in the episode about how he recognized that Caitlin was so bad for his game was what I've been waiting to see. That was amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us this morning. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the live feeds that are going on today. And tomorrow night we'll be live after the nomination, the HOH and the nominations episode of Big Brother 20. And then Monday, you got Summer of Stein. Tuesday, we got the roundtable. Lots of great stuff heading your way. Make sure you check out the Taryn Show with Maddie from Big Brother Canada 6. We had a lot of fun. The 50th episode of the Taryn Show. And check me out on Twitch. Having fun on there as well. Lots of fun stuff. Liana, you got a B&B coming up, don't you?
Yes. So Mike Bloom and I are going to be back recording the RHAP B&B, which is our super silly show where we talk about ridiculous things. And it's going to be so much fun. Our guest is going to be Aman. So if you are interested in hearing more from him, we will be recording that on Monday. So if you have any suggestions for things that we should do, I mean, really, we're just flying by the seat of our pants here, sort of like hopefully a less judgy version of a Sam HOH, but we don't really know what we're doing either. So please feel free to send those to me, and looking forward to it. And I hope that everybody enjoys it.
All right. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Follow me. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can follow Liana at Liana Boris, and we will see you next time.